Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Kenneth Burns, City Hall reporter and reporter of many other things, including courts. And recently, you've been watching carefully where we're headed toward the new mayor. Today, Ken, you're going to talk to us a little bit about the transition, which we really don't exactly know who the players are, but we think we do.
We think we do, and Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake believes that she does. She said, better than even money, that the next mayor of the city of Baltimore will be State Senator Catherine Pugh.
Well, way better than even money, right? The Democrats have a 10-to-1 or 11-to-1 voting.
The history and the numbers suggest this, and she's promising Senator Pugh the best transition of power in city history compared to what she received back in 2010 when former mayor and current write-in candidate Sheila Dixon, when she left office, the mayor says she didn't get anything.
Well, there was almost no mayor then, right?
There was almost no mayor then. And keep in mind, Sheila Dixon at the time was trying to negotiate the terms of her leaving office because she had the one conviction with another trial to go.
You know, I'm not sure what the transition was like between Kurt Schmoke and Martin O'Malley, but probably better than the one that the current mayor had. And I know that when William Donald Schaefer ceded power to Kurt Schmoke, there was virtually no transition. The former Mayor Schmoke is famous for saying that he only heard one thing from Mayor Schaefer, which was that when it rained really hard, the Inner Harbor got sort of flooded with debris. That was it.
And by the way, Senator Pugh, I reported last week, she's not thinking about running as the mayor-elect, but she is working with the Hopkins Bloomberg Government School, looking at the city agencies and the departments to see how to effectively run the city better or how to improve things.
And we don't think that there's much chance that the write-in for Sheila Dixon will work. It never does work, basically.
It's an uphill battle, and her campaign cited Tony Williams in Washington, D.C. back from 2002. But there's a couple of things to keep in mind. Tony Williams was the incumbent mayor running for re-election, and he was still 3 months away from the primary when he got booted off because of improprieties with his nominating petition. So he had time to make that adjustment, and he had time to tell people, hey, write in my name, I'm not on the ballot. Sheila Dixon has less than 3 weeks.
Well, and it's very difficult to do also because there has to be some precision in the way you write in. It has to be clear who you're writing in for.
Your intent must be clear, but your handwriting might not necessarily have to be good, just as long as you write legibly enough to label your intent.
So the question here is organization and whether she really was able to reassemble the team that she had, which was really pretty good. But, Kenny, you know, we're going to have to wait and see how it turns out.
I'm looking forward to this one.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
For Kenneth Burns, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.